Welcome to the Lion's Tribe. I am Pastor Jimmy Odukoya. I pray this episode blesses you and it reminds you to become the lion that God has called you to be. Be blessed.
New beginnings in the name of Jesus. Still on Revelations 21. I want to take it back to the third verse and we'll pray from there. It says this, and then I heard a loud voice from the throne. And then I heard a loud voice from the throne saying what? See, the tabernacle of God is among men. And he will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. The tabernacle of God, back in the day, the tabernacle of God was represented by the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of God. He says, I heard that the presence of God will live amongst men, not visit, not come upon, live, dwell perpetually amongst men, and they will be his people, and God himself, the King of Kings himself, will be with them as their God, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and they will no longer be death. There will no longer be sorrow and anguish or crying or pain, for the former order of things has passed away. Our first prayer point. As God has decreed it for me this month, so shall it be. He says, everything that has cost you in the past, sorrow or anguish or crying or pain, anything that has constituted pain or sorrow or anguish or death, the Lord says, as we enter into this month, all things are passed away. Open up your mouth and begin to decree according to your word concerning that situation, concerning that circumstance. Whatever has caused me sorrow, whatever has caused me anguish, whatever has caused me crying, whatever has caused me pain, whatever has constituted death in my life, in the life of my family, in my business, in my relationships, whatever it may be, as God has decreed it, it has passed away. No longer will I sorrow, no longer will I cry, no longer will I be in anguish, no longer will I be in pain. Whatever has been is in the past, in the name of Jesus. Like Jabez says, oh God, I pray that you enlarge my territory and you bless me on every side, and I shall cause no more pain. You shall see no more pain in the name of Jesus. Whatever that situation is, whatever that circumstance is that has been a hindrance, that has caused you to cry, that has taken your peace, that has taken your joy, that has caused you sleepless nights, as we sojourn into the month of new beginnings, we leave it in April, in the name of Jesus, it has passed away, because God, the presence of God, will be dwelling amongst you, will be living inside of you, and in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, there is pleasures forevermore. So God cannot dwell amongst men and sorrow and pain and anguish and death be present. Because when the presence of God is, there is fullness of joy. As we enter this new month, your joy will be full. My joy will be full. Over your family, there will be joy. Because God has decreed that he will be your God. No one will stand for you, but God himself. He shall dwell. He shall dwell. He shall dwell amongst you. In the name of Jesus, This month you shall not cry. This month you shall not weep over anguish, no pain. What has caused you sorrow or anguish or crying or has made you lose your sleep that has seized your peace. We silence it now in the name of Jesus. It is the month of new beginnings. This is your month of new beginnings. Believe it and receive it. According to what God has said, this is your month of new beginnings. We are entering our month of new beginnings. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. Because God said, my presence shall go before you like a pillar of cloud by day and fire by night. No weapon formed against you, shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Because the Prince of Peace, the balm in Gilead, the one that gives you beauty for ashes, has said, all things are passing away. All things are passing away. All things are passing away. In the name of Jesus, no more pain, no more crying, no more sorrow, no more anguish, no more death. He says he's wiping it away in Jesus' name. See, the tabernacle of God is amongst men. This month, we will see with our spiritual eyes. No matter what is going on around you, he says the tabernacle of God is amongst men. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are saying, the tabernacle of God is amongst men. God himself is living inside of you. He's walking beside you. He's all around you. Whatever might be going around, we see the presence of God. Our next prayer point. In every area of my life this month, I will see the tabernacle of God. In everything I do, I shall see the tabernacle of God. I shall not be moved by what I see. I will not see with my carnal eyes. By faith, I will see the tabernacle of God. Open up your mouth and begin to decree. Everywhere around, I see the tabernacle of God. In every area of my life, I see the tabernacle of God. In my family, I see the tabernacle of God. Over my children, I see the tabernacle of God. In my work, I see the tabernacle of God. Everywhere I go, I see the tabernacle of God. I carry the tabernacle of God. I walk by the tabernacle of God. I move by the tabernacle of God. It is him I live. It is in him I move. It is in him I have my being. I live by the tabernacle of God. I move in the tabernacle of God. I am in the tabernacle of God. I live in the tabernacle of God. It is in him I live. It is in him I move. It is in him I have my being. Oh, I am crucified with Christ. Everywhere I go, I carry the tabernacle of God. I am the tabernacle of God. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of me. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside of me. Everywhere I go, I see the tabernacle of God. Everywhere I go, I see the tabernacle of God. Everywhere I go, I see the tabernacle of God. Everywhere I go, I usher in the tabernacle of God. Because God dwells amongst men. Because God dwells inside of me. Because if God is for me, who can be against me? Everywhere I go, I see the tabernacle of God. I am the tabernacle of God. I carry the tabernacle of God. He is inside of me. Everywhere I enter, the light of God enters with me. Everywhere I go, his presence announces me. In everything I do, in everything I say, wherever I show up, when I open up my mouth, in every situation, I am the tabernacle of God. He is inside of me. I see the tabernacle of God in my finances, in my business, in my family, in my relationships. I see the tabernacle of God. I see the tabernacle of God. I see the tabernacle of God. Yembre isanda bakata ha. Yembre isanda bakasa ha. Yembra asanda ibre indaha. Onda iketambe asetapa ha. Yembra isenda bakanta ha. Yembre isendo bolda bande hande kanta ha. Yembra inze ande esho onda ibre iseka. Yembranda bakati ibre isekanda pa ha. Yembra isekanda bakanta ha. Yembre isetapa kate he. Yembre isetamba ha. In Jesus' name. He says he will wipe away every tear from their eyes and there will be no longer death. This month, death will not see you. Because when they see the blood, they have no choice but to pass over. He says there will be no longer death. There will be no longer sorrow and anguish, because though weeping endureth for a night, surely joy comes. Joy has come. He says there will be no longer sorrow and anguish or crying, because those who sow in tears, they will reap in joy. The garment of heaviness was stripped for a garment of praise. It says no longer anguish or crying or pain, for the former order of things has passed away. You see, for everything there is a time and a season under heaven. And everything is in times and seasons. And God will have me let you know that season of your life has passed away. They thought this is how your story would always end. But guess what? That season is over. God will have me say that season of your life. For some of you, the last couple of years has been nothing but challenge after challenge. Fight after fight, and you ask God, God, when will this season of my life be over? I am tired. God will have me tell you that season of your life is over. The Bible says, after David had fought many wars, he says, and God gave him rest on every side. He says, listen to this. It has passed away. Now look at 5. And he who sits on the throne, the one who has the authority to make declarations, the maker of heaven and the earth. Heaven is his throne and the earth is his footstool. He opens the earth and spreads the galaxy like a carpet. The one that keeps hail and thunder for the time of war. The one who knows how deep the depths of the oceans go and where the sea monsters and the Leviathan is kept for the time when he chooses to bring him out. The one who sits on the throne. I have the authority to say, to make declarations, and the manifestate the earth, the wind, the galaxies, everything you see is dancing to the whims of his voice. He's letting you know the one that is speaking, the one that has said, all authority has been given unto me. And now I am the one saying. Now what is he saying? From a place of authority. So where the mouth of the king is, there is what? Power. The one who sits on the throne, what does he say? Behold, I am making all things new. Who says when God has not said? Who is the one that wants to use your past to define you? Who is the one that wants to use your past mistakes to limit you? Who is the one that wants to use your past failures to say how far you will go? He says, behold, I, when you say I, you're putting your reputation on the line. It is me. Everything I represent, I am letting you know that I am am making all things new. The next prayer point. Everything that needs to become new in my life. Even the things that have shriveled up and died. Places in my life that have become dry and arid. And I myself have given up faith and hope because I have gotten so used to this is how it will always be. Every place I need newness, I will see it this month. Open up your mouth and begin to decree. Because God has said it, because the one who sits on the throne has declared it, everything in my life that needs to become new, right now, as we go into this new month, I see newness in my dreams. I see newness in my visions. I see newness in my job. I see newness in my marriage. I see newness in my family. I see newness everywhere I go. I see newness in my ideas. I see newness in my creativity. I see newness everywhere around me, in my relationships, because the one who has said it, is not a man that he should lie. If he has said it, will he not do it? If he has spoken it, will it not come to pass? Newness in my life. Newness on the job. Newness in my body. Newness in my spirit. Newness in my soul. Everything around is new. Behold, all things are passed away. Past failures. Past mistakes. Passed away. Behold, there is a new slate. Behold, you have been set free. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Behold, all things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. God is saying, everything concerning you is new. Everything concerning you is new. Your speech is new. Your mind is new. Your body is new. Your spirit is new. Your finances is new. Everything about you is new. Anything that has constituted that oldness, barrenness in your life, newness becomes your testimony in the name of Jesus. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. In the name of Jesus. Abre ikataba ha. Yembre isenda bakanta ha. Yembre isenda baka. Everything new, huh? Everything new, huh? Everything new, huh? Everything new, huh? In the name of Jesus, everywhere I go, I come in with the newness of the Lord, new ideas, new dreams, new goals, new visions, in the brakataba, new dimensions in the spirit, in the name of Jesus, yembra ise kandaba, uncharted territories, new, 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 in the name of Jesus, everything new, everything new, everything new, the one who cannot lie has said it, the one who cannot lie has said it, the one that was elected has said it, because he does not sleep, because he does not slumber, everything new, everything new, everything new, everything new, everything new. Yembra kate brosita baha. Yembra ikata besande bakata. Yembra inde kande imbro sonda baha. Yembre isenda baha. Ye ye yembre ite kate baketa. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. Everything new. Imbre ikata baha. Sekata bande imbre isekanda baha. In the name of Jesus. Make all things new, and you make all things new, and I will follow you forward. Somebody needs to hear that right now. You make all all things new, and Father, we thank you for the newness we are stepping into. Forgetting the things of the past, the things that have caused us sorrow, anguish, pain, crying, or death. It has come to an end because your presence tabernacles amongst us, and you are our God. And because you have spoken in the place of your authority, we have searched high, we have searched low, and there is no one greater than you. Because no one can hold you to your own word, so you hold yourself accountable to yourself. Who is like unto thee? Because you have spoken it, we know that even right now the heavens and the earth align to fit the words that you have released over our lives. And with all the faith we have in the Son of Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the one that all authority has been given unto, we step out in this newness. We thank you that May was a good month. Father, accept our praise. Accept our worship. Accept our thanksgiving. We cover everyone here with the blood of Jesus. We cover everyone online with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the newness that defines our lives. We give you all the praise, all the honor and adoration be unto you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening to this episode. I pray that you were blessed. And if you enjoyed what you heard, please be sure to subscribe. And if you know a fellow lion that needs to join the tribe, please be sure, send them this link, share this episode. God bless you.